Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Delacy Umar here. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I hope I'm being heard. I'm over in Orlando here, and we're broadcasting from Orlando, Florida today. Michael, am I coming through clear?
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing some interruption on my line. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, we witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except one Allah, one and alone, and we witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is a servant and messenger. So, dear listeners, we want to talk about emotionalism and government. You know, we have been discussing government, and we've talked about self-government, but we want to look at how to govern our emotions, and particularly when we are dealing with important matters such as government. So this topic is a continuation of our topic on government and discipline and self-control, but You know, we've noticed, at least I have, that there's a great movement of responding with irrationally and not rational, based on how we feel about things, rather than letting the feelings combine with the intellect. We have a tendency to respond with just the heart, or how we feel about things. So we want to talk about how to bring the two together and use that type of spirit to make decisions. So, Michael, I'm going to be from time to time having to maybe mute, but I'd like you to take over the program, if you would, and I'll try to chime back in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and my reception is coming through pretty good.
Loud and clear, 5x5.
And is Professor Abani there, available?
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's bring him in.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Professor. I'm over in Orlando at the Unity meeting. The brothers here in Orlando, we have like a gathering at Masjid al-Haq, Imam Haitham Amid Allah's Masjid, and all of the Muslims in the state of Florida, well, that's just not all, but a large percentage of the leadership in the state of Florida is meeting here for unity and education. So, inshallah, I'll be attending that, and I'll be trying to update you periodically. So, Michael, what I'll do is I'll hang up, get situated, then I'll call back in, and you can connect me. I call back,
all right.
Inshallah.
Yes, sir.
So, Professor, share some thoughts with us, if you would. And, dear listeners, I apologize for the inconvenience, but inshallah, we have capable brothers there to take care of business. Michael Amin and Professor Rabbani Muhammad.
Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, Professor Rabbani.
Yes.
Good morning to you. I believe you had the same conversation I had with Imam DeLacy. He sent me a document, and he identified that he wanted to use this document as a foundation for our program today. Non-committed Muslim voters of Florida, a proposed position statement. And I found it, it's about, well, it is 2 pages, but I found it very excellent. And before Imam DeLacy signed off, he's going to rejoin us. Before he signed off, he identified the idea of emotion or the emotional challenge that we as African Americans have in regards to many areas of our life, you know, in government and politics being one of those areas. We're not the only ones, but we are, I believe, more greatly influenced for a number of factors. And if you care to speak on that.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that there's no one worthy of worship other than the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, and all that's in between. And we thank Allah for his guidance through Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, the walking and living Quran. And we thank Allah for the blessings that he has bestowed upon our leadership in America, our leader, the Honorable W.D. Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Professor Farad Muhammad, and Sister Clara Muhammad. May Allah forgive them the sins and grant them the highest level of paradise. So the idea that I didn't read the document, but the main reason Allah has created us was to grow in our intelligence, not our emotions, but our intelligence. And this is the doorway of emotions and giving the perception of the human life. The perception of human life was challenged in the garden by Father Adam. And when we say Adam, we're talking about mankind. We're not just talking about a man, a person. We're talking about mankind. And it was the challenge of the creature, Shaitan or Iblis at that time, to distort perception of the human being in his relationship to creation. And this creature, his objective was to develop an authority over the human being that was created, and to give the perception that he was the center of the human being could think and act on his own recognizance, on his own terms. And that would make him successful. And he would be almost like a god in his makeup. And we know that this was a scheme to show and to prove to the Creator, Allah, that mankind cannot rule himself. He needed a ruler over him to make his decisions and to make his progress. So this filtered down in various measures and various times. Man tried to control his own outcome without the aid and the recognition of the Creator who created him, and fell flat in every instance. All these civilizations fell flat because of that key ingredient. Number one, that they didn't recognize the Creator. And didn't recognize the destiny or the method and the reason for them being in the created. So this was a burden. All of their respective leaders kept preaching and teaching the corrupted thinking that had been given to them by Shaitan throughout the ages, kings, emperors, great pharaohs, all of these great leaders, presidents, bishops, popes, they were given perception of a very false perception of how of man and how, and when I say man, I'm talking about male and female. Because male and female was made from one entity, so the deception had impact on both male and female, and this deception was that they would not recognize the Creator as the authority, but the message or the perception that was given to them from an alien source that did not respect the human being. The Shaitan respected God. Oh, he knew God. But he didn't respect the human being. And he wanted to dominate and have an authority over the human being. And I think we are getting a good behavior and activity in this day and time that makes most things clear. Okay, Michael.
Alhamdulillah. I want to share from the document that was sent to me, the non-committed Muslim voters. This is a quote from Imam Ruhuddin Muhammad. This country belongs to me, too, and I'm one of the owners of the United States of America. Now, I don't care how small my share is, I'm going to recognize my share, and I'm going to be responsible for my share. I'm going to join other owners, the little poor person like me, and the rich person, the makers and the shakers. And I'm a member in their club, whether they like it or not. And this is a quote from Imam Muhammad. The lecture was, having the winning spirit for success, August 31st, 2008. So that was less than a month before the passing of Imam Muhammad passed, returned, transitioned. The last public address that Imam Muhammad gave to us, it was called Shared Freedom Space. And in that document, the transcript of that document, we read where, well, at the end of the presentation, put that focus on it. At the end of his public address, he addressed the audience and said that you Muslims are too moody. And I didn't just take that in terms of that local Muslim community identifying with his leadership there in Chicago, but this is an issue. We hear it on am360.org, the way that sometimes we as hosts and even the audience address certain issues. And it's important that we be aware of our strengths and our weaknesses, and that we remind one another. You know, the shaitan is very good. You know, we read in the Quran where Allah says, how shaitan, the devil, Satan, by virtue of skill communication, his rap was strong enough to have our ancestors remove their clothing. This is the way God describes it. But the kind of clothing of righteousness, of moral excellence. This is what happened in the history of the human being after being brought into the life that Almighty God wanted for us. The challenge of the subtle invitation of the devil to get us off course and to prove us and his intent to prove us unworthy of the gift of moral and intellectual leadership in the world, identified with this idea of Khalifa that is mentioned in the Holy Quran, a management position grounded in moral and intellectual good and excellence. I see two callers in the queue, and we appreciate you joining us and share your thoughts in terms of this foundational information that we begin with, inshallah. 213-925, welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Amin, Sister Karen Muhammad, stemschool.com. We were talking about government. Started out talking about government, and the other day was the Democratic National Committee meeting, and Brother Talib Sharif made a presentation there. Well, I think he opened it up, and I was wondering if anybody If anybody's going to play that, anybody, I'd like to hear it. I didn't get it. Also, like I mentioned this morning, that I heard on the Lifeline with Brother Donnell Kareem, that Imam Talib made it possible for Wallace Muhammad II of the Mosque Cares or the Ministry of Imam Muhammad to be seated at the table with former President Barack Obama, you know. So, you know, like George and Weezy said, we're moving on up. Praise be to Allah. And we need to celebrate this good news, good news. Goodness is on the rise. And we can't stop now, you know. And let's share the good news. And, you know, that's what we want to do, share the good news. And that Ibn Muhammad, our community, is rising. It's rising. More and more people are recognizing us, our community. Imam Darnell Kareem this morning on Lifeline, he talked about brothers got to do something. Brothers got to do something, you know. And he gave a little analogy of how, you know, he was asleep and he got out of the bed to go to the restroom and wash up, and his wife made the bed up. His wife made the bed up, so he couldn't come back and get in bed, you know. In other words, that was her way, psychological way of putting him out there. No, let's go. Let's go. Let's do something.
Yeah.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, alhamdulillah. I'll leave it right there, brother.
Thank you, Amin. Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Professor Rabbani, I have my thoughts about where we are, and I have a concern in terms of it. I don't disagree in terms of moving on up, as Brother Amin mentioned, but I'm thinking in terms of the seriousness of the time. We have to have an establishment strategy in dealing with all of these areas. I've heard Imam Rashad Abdul-Rahman talk about the need for shura, consultation, and collaboration in terms of having a strategy to establish what we've been given by, in the Quran and Prophet Muhammad's life example of how to live it. In the area of government and so forth, and your thoughts on that?
Well, again, what we think is government is really not government. What we have to do is think in terms of our understanding and our life determination to obey God and His messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, because that's the foundation, or that is the root of the joy, the root of the joy that you saw in the Democratic conference or the convention, is the root of which Muhammad the Prophet brought to bring alive the human being perception, because the perception has been have been molded the same principles that took Adam out of the garden. Our people in the world were their nature is to obey God and to please God, but because of the noise and the hissing, you know, Shaitan was referred to as a serpent, and a serpent is quite different from other animals. The other animals talk and communicate with one another, but the snake is silent. He hisses, and is subtle, and sometimes imperceptible. So he wants to change your perception of who you are and your relationship with the Creator in terms of obedience. So when we want to govern ourselves, we have to start with obedience to what God says through his representatives, which is the prophets, the seal of the prophets. Take that and then use your intelligence, grow your intelligence, and then have the courage to implement what you have acquired from the leadership through Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Quran. Once you do that, then you already up. You already moved up. You've moved up to the high plane of excellence that was originally laid out for the human being, Adam and the family. So all we have to do is stick to our formula and trust our formula, and we'll see the result, because you can see that the results have been excellent from the very first time when we've accepted al-Islam. And most of us have been there since Imam Muhammad arrived the leadership, and even before. And you can see that how far we have evolved just on what our efforts and our intelligence gave us. You see, that Almighty God to trust and keep working, you know, yeah, do work, because we are workers. We are servants of God. We're not children of God. We're servants of God, and we are workers. We are known as workers, and the workers are the ones that are most beloved by the Creator. So if we work, we're going to spread our character, because character is the one true measure of a man. And we know Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, was known by his character. So that's what that is the thing that I feel government, starting with self, is the main concern, and to fulfill the obligations that we are given by the Creator. Michael?
Yes, given by, you were saying?
Given by the Creator through his messengers.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. 727-408. We're going to come back to you after this public service announcement break. So we ask you to stay tuned, and we'll be back after these messages.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Serial Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
And we're back with more of Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We're opening up the line of 727-408. Welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Well, thank you, Master Lion. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Praise be to Allah. You and listening, and Brother Rabbani. There's one thing I want to say, and then I'm going to go to a poem I wrote. Imam Muhammad Carter, first of all, Imam Muhammad encouraged us to write books and get books amongst ourselves. Now, this book, Outwitting the Devil, and that program that goes on, they should look at it. I want to say it because I mean probably still online. That person Hill was a con man, known as a con man, and one of the greatest schemers. He utilized young people to play on them, to make money off of them, popping up these different schools and everything. People had him in the court system because he got caught doing different things. And he just go to another school and put that up there, you know, and then it falling up because he was making money. But he was a con man. This is white folks say. White folks say that he was a con man. He was a schemer. So we need to, you know, kind of like pass that on and look up his background, his biography, and you see that. But see, my books come from us. And I mean us, I'm talking about followers, Imam Walter D. Muhammad. Any poems and stuff I write comes out the book. I have a book, or the Quran, stuff. I don't go outside. So I just want to share that. So but anyway, praise be to Allah. And I got this good book for my brother, my brother DeLacy Umar, Education of Sacred Matter, Education of Sacred Matter. That's the second edition, and I advise everybody to you know find out how they can get it from Brother DeLacy. And this poem, I got it out there, so I want to read it to you. Emotional, can't carry our load. We were told our soul was bold, not thinking rational. Wisdom is natural, using our potential. Sacred education, not wild sensation. Common sense, our friend, making a difference. Human thinking, original, a natural orientation towards a natural creation. A good disposition, showing appreciation. Truth, our motivation. Being merciful and more thankful. Relief for our community, taking care of our needs. Relief for mankind, a more stable mind. Not crossing the line. Emotionalism, just another prison. People suffering, what are we giving? They are dying while we are living. Not helping them, it's a problem. Let's use our power of imagination, intelligence, common sense as our friend. Things coming together, things will be better. Dealing with our concern, we must be firm. Not emotional, sharing what we know. Not just going with the flow. Freedom, a sacred property. Sincerity brings prosperity, wealth. Not just money. Stop being a slave to small things. Let's swim, don't sing. Invest in a credit union. Help it become a bank. A natural revolution. No corruption or mind pollution. Have your own logical conclusion. Let's confuse and get strong. Invest with our own brothers in faith. Your money saved. Don't be a runaway. The truth is nothing but the truth. Like good deeds, you can't lose. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Now, Brother Amin, I see your, I see where you pressed one. And I'm not going to open up your line right at this time. And I don't want to go a tit for tat back and forth. I know that the author of Outwitting the Devil and the other books, that he is well-known, well-established. He has a sizable public in terms of the influence that he has in society. What Brother Bilal has shared with us is not something that I believe is widely known, even though it may be available, and that's the nature of things. And in terms of the source of the presentation of his background in a negative light, you have to check the sources, you know, to see whether or not he's being vilified like the propagandists vilify Al-Islam. We have those who make it their job to undermine the religion and the prophet, you know, with scandalous kinds of remarks. So, you know, a word to the wise should be sufficient in that regard. We're not going to go back and forth. I want to share a personal experience in Birmingham, Alabama, back in the early 80s. We were under, I think, the American Muslim Society, or it was a sectional type of organization headed up by in the southern region. The coordinator was Imam Ibrahim Bacha. May Allah forgive him his sins and grant him paradise. I've heard some negative things said about him, you know. But I heard negative things said about Imam Muhammad. But my point is this: I moved to Birmingham, and I became involved in the community. I became involved with the Muslim community there as Imam, and also got involved with going to city council meetings. But I'm, as an example of a misuse of our political power, our political influence, there were a number of examples of African Americans involved in politics that wind up going to jail. The first mayor, African American mayor of Birmingham, stated on his way out that the city for African Americans was worse off with him going out of office than it was when he came in. The school board, excellent credentials in terms of the superintendent of the schools, African American, got into a scandalous, immoral circumstances with a person of the opposite sex, and he had to step down. This is documented. He had to step down because of this issue, and there were others in position of political power. And I worked with a couple of groups in terms of the school system and trying to improve the level of education, and also in terms of the political environment. And one of my colleagues and friends to this day identified the environment of African American leadership in governing. He addressed them as being Negro managers, that they were managing the circumstances for Caucasian interests, for European American interests there in Birmingham. And again, a number of them went to jail for corruption, taking money. But I observed this pattern of the African American leaders and how they would go to the churches, and they would so beautifully quote scripture and talk about Jesus. They would get the people's votes, and then we saw them voting and standing up for interests that really, really went against the African American community interests. And this idea of being moody and being moved by emotions is a problematic issue that we as African Americans have. And again, I stated, you know, I've observed it in my own presentation as host and other hosts on AM 360, And I've observed it in terms of the callers and how we really need to be aware of how we're managing or the lack thereof of our emotional foundation. We're new in terms of governance. We're new at a lot of things. When you consider the origins that we heard in the evolution of revolutionary thought and creative purpose, hosted by Imam Kareem Hamid, we heard the lecture of Imam Muhammad where he talked about our background, you know, and the negative effects of chattel slavery and it being like no other type of slavery in the history of human beings, and its effects and how those effects have even after hundreds of years, we still see in the African American community the effects and what has been called the ghost of slavery, of chattel slavery, in the behavior and the choice making of African Americans. I'm going to open up your line, Amin, and give you a couple of minutes. You are a recall, so we're going to just see what you have to say. Welcome back.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. This is,
alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. This is Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. This is for to inform. Our thing is information and knowledge to inform the believers or the Muslims listening. But I would just say, as a sign, in 1974, when I first came into the Nation of Islam, I went to a restaurant and they had books for sale. One of the books that they had was Think and Grow Rich, way back in 1974. And then as a sign, like I said, as a sign that the book is good, in chapter 8, the caption of Perseverance, they have a essay on Prophet Muhammad. You know, Napoleon Hill put in an essay written by Esad Bey on Prophet Muhammad. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And it was a good little essay, maybe about four pages, you know, talking about his prophethood and how when he went into, after he came back from victory, he didn't, you know, kill all the people and all that, you know. Read it. You have to, first of all, read it. Read the book.
I have the book.
Good. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, millions and people all over the earth have it because it's used by heads of corporations in order to build their sales teams. They have sales teams, and they have goals, and they have strategies for this section of the city and all that. They use, they say Think and Grow Rich is the mother of all self-help books, the mother of all self-help books, you know. So I just leave it right there, and it's for the believers. So,
I appreciate
you know,
that.
Check it behind
you. I appreciate that, Amin, and it's a good example of how we deal with issues amongst ourselves in terms of disagreement. And I shared with Brother Bilal off air because we talk off air. You know, we talk on kind of a regular basis. And I was sharing with him some wisdom from Imam Muhammad in terms of the recognition of individuals that have publics, and they may be seen in a very positive light, whereby some others may not see them in that same light, and the need to be careful in terms of negatively speaking against or towards those individuals that have a public that admire and respect them. And I'm aware of what you said in terms of there's a longevity of support for Napoleon Hill and the books that he has written. We don't just look at someone's biography. You know, we look also in terms of what they do in terms of affecting the world negatively or positively, you know. And I even have a book based upon Napoleon Hill's book by Arthur Kimbrough, African-American business person, you know, The Black Man's Think and Grow Rich,
right. Thank
you know,
you.
By Kimbrough.
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
What'd you say?
That's right. No, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
So, I mean, I understand. But, you know, we don't, my point was, we don't want to get stuck. And how we deal with disagreements, and, you know, we're going to see more and more of this. And, you know, in fact, Almighty God speaks to it in the Quran, you know, that I'm going to paraphrase it, and I hope this is correctly grounded. When you didn't know anything, you were together. But you didn't start having problems until you started getting knowledge. And the knowledge, you know, your knowledge became a point of disagreement and division. You know, so God tells us about ourselves in the Quran. And the positive, he talks about how the human being is hasty. He talks about how we're forgetful. But he also talks about that excellent content that has served the African-American community very well in terms of resilience, in terms of perseverance, in terms of overcoming obstacles, barriers, and resistance in the life of our attempting to establish ourselves here in America in community life. And I appreciate what you bring to the program. Professor Rubani, would you care to make a comment? 251, I see your hand up. We're going to come to you after Professor makes any comments that he would like to.
Well, you know, even, you know, again, I keep reiterating this. Even though you might write great books and disseminate information, you have to understand Shaitan, his main thing is to give you a false concept of or the false perception. That means that you can have something very beautiful, very good in the eyes of the public, in the eyes of the academic. But if you do not have the moral and if you don't have the essence of what the Quran teaches us in the practice of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, as the overall theme, an overall writing authority, it's going to eventually do you in or either have you completely fail. Even if you achieve the great wealth that you think you should have and earn through your excellence and your intelligence, you still have to have that obedience factor, which is in your nature, has been built to let you know that what you're doing is right or wrong. That's in your nature, and that's the perception and the subtle. And remember now, Shaitan is subtle. And we heard a lot of beautiful words on that screen for the last 3 or 4 days. And we hear, you know, everyone speaking about the great thing. But when they leave it, and I've seen it, and I've experienced it, and I've observed it, when they leave the podium, when they leave the stage, their actions don't coincide with what the beautiful words that they speak. The preacher on Sundays, they preach really what Michael spoke about. They come to the podium and they speak words of wisdom and great oratory. But when they're alone with their people, as the book says, should we believe as the fools believe? Mm. Surely they're the fools, but they don't perceive it. They don't perceive it.
Yes.
That's the key. You see? So I just wanted to include that and make that a point. Okay?
Yes, I appreciate that. I want to share a little bit more of this document that Imam DeLacy sent to me. The non-committed Muslim voters of Florida believes in oneness of God and in one human family. We believe in the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, and universal rights for all citizens. We believe in the sacredness of all life and the family as the foundational structure of society. We believe as human beings that we have a sacred connection with all other life. We believe all human beings should be afforded education, health care, a decent place to live, and the opportunity for business ownership. We believe that a just government should support the human aspirations of its citizens, and that a solely, quote, free market economic system is unsuitable for the majority of American citizens. And lastly, we do not see building more prisons as the answer to crime in the various neighborhoods. We know that the Department of Justice offers solutions other than incarceration. We believe in responsible freedoms. The United States Constitution guarantees five basic freedoms: freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assembly, and freedom to petition the government. We believe every citizen of the United States is responsible for his or her actions. However, this does not take away from the needs of the young, the elderly, the disabled, the underemployed, and the miseducated. The mission of the NCMV is to contribute to the political climate for growth in American politics by enhancing leadership to change the circumstances that prevent us from realizing the good life. Our vision is to educate and empower American citizens in our local communities to participate in government. The NCMV believes in a winning spirit, quote unquote, a spirit that is conducive to producing the kind of thinking that will nurture and preserve the human spirit. Lastly, this is a portion of a quote from American Coalition for Good Government platform. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And in parentheses, it has the United States of America Declaration of Independence, the second paragraph, and this is from American Coalition for Good Government platform. And I'm going to go back to the board. And we've got okay. Now, yes, here we go. 251-404. Yes. Welcome to make it in the land of plenty. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum, Michael. This is Henry Hassan in Mobile, Alabama. I just wanted to thank you and all of the listeners and people who spoke there, because this is the kind of wisdom that we need. We're not after each other, but if I don't know you got a pain, if you never bring it out, then I'll never know how to treat you. You know, Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, said you have to help your brother whether he's in the right or the wrong. And we know that story.
Yeah,
so I won't go into it. But and this is how we have to look at it, because we all have been on maybe a right side that we call or a wrong side of the picture until we got information on the other. And you know, as African American, as the program that was on just before yours, and Imam Muhammad was addressing some of that, how they make fun of him when on the things that he say about how they pronounce the Imam, your Imam, or this and that. But they do the same thing to Prophet Muhammad, even in this day and time. We see all
That's
of
right.
that. We you know, so we don't even have to go. It goes way back, and probably even before. These are the schemes again of the Shaitan. That's all we try to bring out, is to show you how these schemes, and they can, and they're so subtle, as the doctor said, that any of us can become victimized by it. It ain't no problem in people bringing up things, but we have to give a cure. We have to cure it. And I thank Allah, the wisdom that you said, and I know about those things in Birmingham pretty well, there
yes,
too.
Sir.
But that hit it. That, I mean, and this is what we are fighting in this whole society today. Matter of fact, as you mentioned about all of that was on the screen there, when we look at these two campaigns here today, if we can't see that, then we have not open our eyes yet. There, so you're going to always, the one over here may say some good, and somebody else going to come right back behind and show the bad in it. So we're going to see these things, but it's not anything for us to, I believe we are much bigger than that now, thanks to Imam Muhammad. He had grown us up. We're not children anymore. We can think with an adult mind. But it's okay to have disagreements and even to bring up different things there that they do, because one may think he's sharing some information and then we have to clear it up, because the next time it may be something that's true that is worthwhile, you know, listening to. So that's how we have to do that. But I thought you gave a lot of wisdom in the overall thinking of how we should think and look at things as a human being. So I thank Allah for you. I thank Allah for AM360 and the program and the Muslims here. That I'm excited about this day and time, not because of any election. I'm excited about this time because I honestly, and I'm corrected on that, I honestly didn't believe I would be around when this kind of time came around. And here Allah has blessed me instead of 100 years from now to be in it right now. So I am so
yes,
thankful.
Sir.
And I'm just
yes,
enjoying
sir.
Myself the rest of this time
yeah.
I got. Alhamdulillah.
And,
all right.
Assalamu
alaikum. I appreciate the program. And we do
thank
invite
thank
people
you.
To listen to our program on Thursday morning here. Assalamu
alaikum. What time is that, Henry? Give us the name and the time of the program.
That's 6 o'clock Central. 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and I think 4 o'clock Pacific Time.
On Thursdays. And the name of the program?
On Thursday morning. Yeah, that's Thursday morning, yes.
And the name?
And it's called Critical Issues. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we certainly
Critical
have a number
issues.
Of them right now. Thank you, Henry.
Yes, we do. All right, but I appreciate y'all so much, Mike, and I thank Allah for blessing you with the wisdom that you displayed. It just shows your character and then how we have to look at things there. Because believe it or not, as good as I try to do things, there's folks out there tell you bad things about me. And I had that. That's another thing that I had a client, just real quick, to tell you. Came and he said, this lady, she said something bad about you. And I told him, no, you can't be talking about him. I never knew that of him. He came and told me he didn't want to tell me who it was, but I said, yeah, well, if he said something bad, you already knew it was a lie. So I don't even know nothing bad, but there are people out there that would say they'd be envy of you for doing the good. They don't want you to do good, so they try to smear your name and all of that. Yeah. So I don't care how good you are. They did it to Christ Jesus. They did it to Muhammad the prophet, and they're going to keep doing it to us. So those things are going to, that's going to happen.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. Professor Ravani, any further comments?
Well, all I'd like to just mention is that we look at the brother was speaking about Satan is not a person but a mindset.
Yes.
I remember Imam Muhammad made this statement. He said, now, who wants that, Shaitan or Satan? Number one villain, the number one criminal. He wants that more than anybody. He wants that more than anything. He is no person. He is a mindset. And he can be communicated to any person, and that person who accepts the communication and starts to live by it, and under it, that person becomes Shaitan. So you see how easy suggestion can be about a formula for a particular position on anything, and then out of that grows all the appendages of a septic plant only wants to choke the nature, make you feel that the communication that you have from your first nature or your first mind, we always see it. Is not to be followed. And when that happens,
Professor,
you are now under the influence. You see? You're now under the influence. Yes.
We're starting to have a little bit of that interruption. You know, like there's a shortage in your communication. It just started back up again. So I just want to make you aware of that. We were doing fine up until this point now where you're starting to break up a little bit. I don't know if there's a shortage in the phone or what, but we've had a good line up to this point. And I want to just share.
No,
I want to share. And 972, I see you. I want to make this comment. In the history of the community of Al-Islam under Prophet Muhammad, leadership. Yathrib was a community where there was internal fighting amongst the leadership, and some of the leaders were killed, and a delegation came to Mecca from Yathrib, which became Medina under Prophet Muhammad's leadership, but they came and invited him. They knew about this message that he was sharing, and they recognized he was an honorable son of the Quraysh, an honorable son of the Meccan community, and they wanted him to be the leader. And there was an occasion that's mentioned in the history where the different members of what's called the Ansars, the helpers, they were sitting, and the internal enemy began to bring up the times and the circumstances where they used to be in opposition to one another. And just by manipulating the sentiments, by taking them back to the past when they were not under Prophet Muhammad's noble leadership, but they were warring against one another. And those feelings were stirred up and renewed to where they wanted to fight one another. And so this is an example of how Satan operates in his use of language to divide and conquer, to take away our common humanity focus and focus us on our differences, and inviting us to savage language and savage behavior amongst one another. And I'll stop there, and we're going to bring 972 into the conversation. So welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. Ishmael Fahmy, Dallas, Texas.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome.
Real quickly, I don't want to I'm always enjoying the program, but I just want to say I really appreciate y'all making a concerted effort to address the speakers when the people speak. So I really appreciate that, and I look forward to hearing the rest of the program. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you, Ishmael. Alaikum assalam. We've got about a little less than 25 minutes. Professor?
Yes, can you hear me? How's the reception now?
It sounds clear. Continue, please.
Okay, wonderful. Yes, you know, the idea, that we are always fighting, and most people, when you talk about the upcoming voting and what people should how they should make their choice. And we talked about, I think we talked about that last week, to make your choice on character. Character is the quality in the human being that grows out of that, out of his natural original nature. And that character is being shaped and molded by obedience to that original nature. That's why when older people or people who are not educated formally, and we think about that, we say, well, what is their plight since they don't know the Quran wasn't revealed to them, or the Bible wasn't revealed to them, or the prophets, Christ is peace be upon them. What happened to those people? Well, adjudication will be their nature. They hold on to their nature because the nature God gave Adam, meaning the human life, the biggest challenge to mankind is corruption. And that corruption leaves a hollow feeling deep inside your being, which is that original nature that God put in every human being, himself. That is the checking. That's going to be your evaluation. Did you hold on to that which I've given you? And did you perform in the best manner that made you feel good and joyful when you helped the poor or the homeless or the orphan or the wayfarer? You see, righteousness is not turning your face to the east or the west, but righteousness is believing God, the angels, the books, the prophets, and the last day of accounting. You see, so I might not have met the preacher or the rabbi in my life. I might be out there working trying to crack stones and grow some crops for my family. I took care of my family. Look at all of those things already in your middle. And if you hold on to them, okay, then you'll get to paradise. But if you didn't, I wanted to take people's stuff. I wanted to steal their land, kill their children because of an idea, a false idea that God, you gave that land to me, and they went and we had to leave. We left, and they came and took it and developed it. And now we're coming back, and we're going to take it from them. And then we're not only going to take it from them, we're going to wipe them out. We're going to kill them. We're going to kill all of them. Think about that. So I'm not, you don't have to do that and call yourself a Jew, because Almighty God didn't condemn all the Jews and all of the Christians. No.
That's right. That's right.
And all of the Muslims. And he referred to them as believers. A lot of, if you read the Quran, he talks about mu'min, believers.
Yes.
You know, Muslim. That, you got that word, and you got mu'min. So what is that telling you? So on the day of judgment, we'll be brought up there before God. So that's the message that we have to think about when we are making decisions about leadership and governance. And I don't want no fool over me governing me. So I would look at what's the worst case scenario, and who
yes.
and who will be best, and who will be best.
Yeah,
in deportment.
I'm laughing, Professor, because a dear brother and worker in Birmingham, Brother Omar, he was one of the pioneer supporters of Masjid al-Quran in Birmingham, Alabama. And he told me, we had a conversation, he said, "Brother," he talked about the messenger, talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I know what the messenger told us about, you know, us not participating in voting. He said, "But brother, I voted anyway, because the way I saw it is you want to vote for the one that can hurt you the least. You know, the small, you know, the smaller snake than the bigger snake, you know?"
Exactly.
So praise be to Allah.
So this is the measure of decision making for conscious adults and those who are qualified to vote at the time in their area. Yes, do that. Show your love for the environment, the country that you live in, and the community that you live in, and then just don't check a box. Go back outside and clean up and get a box and clean up the neighborhood.
Hey,
and encourage the people to respect themselves, respect their family, respect their surroundings.
Yeah.
And respect the animals.
Yeah, and we've got to call a professor. And
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
636, Imam Kareem, welcome.
Yes, assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Okay.
Praise be to Almighty God.
Assalam.
You know, we share the Surah Kaf every Juma morning, as was
yes.
the practice of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers of yes. peace upon him and the highest exaltations. That was his practice. And in that surah, toward the end of it, Allah addresses those that think that they can influence Almighty God's servants. It's four short ayats. I won't take long. Do the unbelievers think that they can take my servants as protectors beside me? Verily, we have prepared hell for the unbelievers for their entertainment. Nuzulah is the word you for entertainment. Say, shall we tell you of those who lose most in respect of their deeds? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life while they thought that they were acquiring good by their works. They are those who deny the signs of their Lord and the fact of their having to meet him. Vain will be their works, nor shall we on the day of judgment give them any weight. That is their reward, hell, because they rejected faith and took my signs and my messengers by way of Nuzulah, Nuzuwan, by jest. there are people that come and pray with us. They'll say all the right words, trying to, you know, impress us. But in their private life, or in their when they're not in our presence, like Allah says in the Quran, they ask, was your faith strengthened by what you heard from them? Oh, no, I'm not with them. I was just joking. So there are people like that. There are people like that. We have to be aware of that. I'll stop right there. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Sister Martha, thank you, ma'am. Sister Martha, you are in the queue. Would you press 1, Sister Martha, to bring you up on the switchboard? And I'd like to get a comment from you dealing with the, thank you, dealing with the town hall meeting this afternoon, this evening. Welcome, Sister Martha Nyla Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. Thank you so very much. Martha Nyla calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. And yes, we'd like to share with everyone, and we do apologize. A public service announcement needs to be shared. But in the meantime, every Saturday, this is based upon human development and human development individual, human development community. And CWSC is promoting a 50-year human family strategic planning initiative under FAZ Family. And we're also directing our attention to fasting, function, and freedom. Then we're looking at the ascension of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and the relationship of that development for the human family, each human in the person, connected with the Hijra calendar. And the Hijra calendar aligned first month in the first level of the ascension and so forth. And then the areas of education, economics, governance and sociocultural. Each week at 7 p.m., we go through the calendar. We're in the second month, so we're at the second level for the human experience of Jesus and John, or Isa and Yahya. And this is the month of Safar and how it relates to, and we're on economics. So each area we discuss the second level. Last week was, this is the third week, so it's governance this Saturday. And next Saturday will be sociocultural. Then the following month on the Hijra calendar will be the same four areas, one each week, discussing how it relates to the particular area of the ascension. We're developing as we go along, as well as understanding the ascension. And we discuss it openly in a think tank fashion on Friday evenings, inshallah. So just grow with us. Let's grow together, inshallah. So that's what the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, we are able to now develop tangible action-oriented processes as well. And there will be an assessment period, but we can give more information as we continue to connect, inshallah, and communicate and collaborate.
Thank you. This is a very important process that we're dealing with in terms of seeking knowledge from the cradle to the grave, as Prophet Muhammad has told us. And with that focus, developing a knowledge environment in our homes, in our Islamic centers and masajids, just that particular focus and sensitivity, that the need for us to better educate ourselves and our community. You hear on AM 360 the intelligentsia, Well, look up intelligentsia in the dictionary and see what you come up with. That's not our focus. Our focus is for educated professionals to come forward and translate the language of their profession so that the everyday man and woman can be more productive. Now, that's our focus, as I see it, in terms of what Imam Muhammad has directed us to. You know, we want the community to grow. We don't want, you know, those who have had the blessing and the mercy of God to come up in an environment where education was a top priority, and the invitation for the family to respect and value knowledge and go to college and so on and so forth. And then there are those that didn't have that kind of environment. And so we want to bring them. And as an example, I like to use this example because it's right there where you can get your handle on it. Brother Imam Salahuddin Hanif, he comes from a family of builders, building homes and other edifices, and I mean wonderful structures. Now, his home, he built his home, and his home is like a palace. All praise is due to Allah. And he's also an educator, not just an imam, but he's taught vocational and other subjects in the public school system. And so he shared with us what his daddy taught him and his brothers. It's very simple. He said, sons, if you can't see it, you can't do it. Now, that's right there where any one of us can get our hands on, that I've got to have visualization. I've got to be able to see, you know. Early in Imam Muhammad's leadership, he talked about the models of excellence in terms of the African-American history. Ida B. Wells, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, and so on and so forth. And for some of us, we admire them and we like to be like them. But for others, we see what they have done, what's recorded of them in history, is too far above us. You know, many of us say, well, I couldn't be like that. But that potential is there for all of us. Similarly, in Al-Islam, we read about Abu Bakr, Lady Khadija, Lady Aisha. We read about these giants, followers of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And we say, I couldn't be like that. But for a few, we say, boy, I like the way they behaved and handled themselves, what I read about them, their character. I'd like to be like that. And because you can see, you know, you want to see yourself in those dimensions, that's a possibility for you. But if you can't see yourself in those dimensions, that's not possible, because if you can't see it, you can't do it. Okay, we've got, let's see. I'm going to open up your line, but I hope you're going to share a poem or something of that nature with us. We've got about 4 minutes, so we'll take 1 minute. Welcome back, Bilal.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam.
I got a poem I wrote, but I got to say something. I can take
I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna cut you off if it's not pertinent now.
But this ain't right. This ain't all
okay.
That. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I can take me and about four other Muslim believers, and I'll show y'all how to argue with the devil. Praise be to Allah. Here we go. Here go the poem.
Thanks.
Quran and the prophetic Sunnah. This is what we're bringing to America. America is not a Christian country. We have what it needs to establish peace. Didn't they storm the Capitol? They are serious and irrational, feeling like their country is being taken over. Let's get serious about pooling our resources together. They have given themselves a false sense of superiority. We will be a mercy to humanity. We can wake up the conscience of the society as citizens taking care of their social needs. have a focus on family and decency. Let's help them out of poverty. Establishing community life, we must sacrifice. Study the life of the prophet, then we can really benefit. Sustainable community development, interfaith, and excellent friends. The global destiny bring prosperity. Let us be ethical and practical. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you very much. Alaykum as-salam. We've got 2 minutes. Well, really less than 2 minutes. Professor Rabbani, you close us out.
Okay. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawm ad-deen. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa
ad-dallin. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, dear listening audience. Tune in next week for more of Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We have a lot of preparation to do into establishing ourselves as a Muslim community. And we value your listenership, and we hope that Allah will favor all of us to do more in terms of supporting this great religion of Al-Islam, supporting the leadership development. We thank you, ma'am, DeLacy Omar, and we're looking forward to him being back in the host chair. We've got about 90 seconds, according to what the prompt that I've getting in my ear, but we're going to close out early. We appreciate and value these experiences. Almighty God, Allah, invites us to practice patience and perseverance, and how beneficial that is for us. We're learning how to communicate with one another, and to how to collaborate with one another, and this is a wonderful thing. We value all of you as listeners to the AM 360 platform, and we invite you to not only give your listening support, but to also make your contributions. This is a communications media platform that helps to advance our cause and also to protect our interests. So once again, thank you, dear listeners, and we greet you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.